All right. Next, Ruth Canonico is going to give us a song. Come on up, Ruth. And then after Ruth, John, you'll be up, and then we'll have the mini set, and then we'll have the two features, and then we will continue on with the rest of you all after that. So settle back, but first of all, let's give a hand to Ruth Canonico.
Thank you. So I'm torn between singing something that's reminiscent of spring coming or doing what I was planning on doing, so I think I might just see what comes out. But if you don't mind, I just want to invite everyone to come on April 24th to the Chelmsford Center for the Arts for the open mic and hear Trish Knudsen and Sherry Stepakov features for Poetry Month. Anyway, just want to get that in. So this is dedicated to anyone here with Irish either blood or a love of the Irish. Emigration was not a happy experience, but neither was the potato famine when people ate dirt, literally, because there was nothing to eat. So this is dedicated to all those people who had to leave the home they loved. Farewell to the shores of Shillelagh and Shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all around. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them when I'm far away across the ocean unbound. Oh, my father is old and my mother quite feeble. To leave their own country, it grieves their hearts so. Oh, the tears in great drops down their cheeks they are falling to think they must die on a foreign shore. But what matter to me where my bones may be buried if in peace and contentment I can live my life? Oh, the green fields of Canada that daily are calling, where I'll put an end to my misery and strife. So it's pack up your sea stores, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up our wages when we're on the green fields of America. Now our sheep run unshorn and our fields gone to rushes. The handyman's gone and the winders of creels. Away across the ocean go journeymen and tailors and fiddlers that flaked out the old mountain reels. Ah, but I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, when lots of our tradesmen did work for good pay. But now our manufactories, they've crossed the Atlantic. Stair, we must follow to America. And now to conclude and to finish my ditty, if ever friendless Irishmen should pass my way, with the best in the house, I will greet them in welcome at home on the green fields of America.
Woo! Thank you, Ruth. That was absolutely gorgeous.